Use Mathematics and Science, Section 15. Describe factors that affect fluid flow in a piping system. Viscosity. Viscosity measures a liquid's internal resistance to flow. It is really a form of friction that is caused by the resistance of the fluid molecules to each other as they flow through a pipe. In pipe flow, friction is increased by the internal irregularities of the pipe transporting the liquid. Internal bumps and unevenness in a pipe produce a friction force that opposes the liquid flow and slows down its velocity. If the viscosity is high, the velocity of the liquid is low, and the laminar flow results in the liquid flowing gently in layers through the pipe. A liquid with a low velocity flows at a higher velocity, and turbulent flow results. Laminar flow and turbulent flow. When a fluid is flowing through a pipe or between two flat plates in a heat exchanger, two types of flow may occur, depending on the velocity of the fluid: laminar flow and turbulent flow. Laminar flow, sometimes known as streamline flow, occurs when a fluid flows in parallel layers, with no distribution between the layers. At low velocity, the fluid tends to flow without mixing, and adjacent layers slide past one another like playing cards. There are no cross currents perpendicular to the direction of flow, nor eddies or swirls of fluids. In laminar flow, the motion of the particles of fluid is very orderly, with all particles moving in straight lines parallel to the pipe walls. Laminar flow is the opposite of turbulent flow, which occurs at higher velocities where eddies or cross currents of fluid particles form, leading to lateral mixing. In non-technical terms, laminar flow is smooth, while turbulent flow is rough. Streamline flow, therefore, causes a minimum amount of internal friction between the molecules, and the pressure drop or energy loss will be relatively small. In comparison, turbulent flow causes a relatively large pressure drop because of the internal resistance built up by the thrashing of the molecules against themselves and against the walls of the pipe. Ensuring streamlined flow is an important consideration at certain points in a piping system. For example, it is especially desirable upstream from metering devices and pressure regulating valves. Ordinarily, the flow of fluid through a straight run of unobstructed pipe will be streamlined if the liquid is not traveling too fast. When the fluid is forced to change direction or an obstruction is encountered, turbulence is created. It is necessary to install a metering device in a section of pipe where the flow is turbulent, a straightening vane may be employed to provide the streamlined flow necessary for accurate flow measurement. Flow velocity. Velocity describes speed of motion or flow. It is defined as the rate of motion per unit of time. The common units used to measure velocity of flow are feet per second, feet per minute, and meters per second. In a piping system, the velocity of flow changes when the pipe size changes. When the pipe size is reduced and the volume is constant, the same quantity of liquid must pass through the smaller section of pipe and can only do so by increasing its velocity. Fluid velocity versus static pressure. Figure 2 shows what happens to static pressure when fluid velocity increases. This illustration shows a series of three manometers measuring pressure over a length of pipe in which a liquid is flowing through a graduated venturi or narrowing. The fluid velocity increases in order to pass the same quantity of fluid. At its narrowest point, it reaches its highest velocity and thus lowest flow pressure. Beyond this point, the venturi area increases again. The velocity of the fluid will slow down and equal the entering velocity, while the flow pressure again increases. A small pressure drop or loss is realized between the first and third manometer due to friction encountered through the pipe. Bernoulli's principle. Daniel Bernoulli was a Swiss mathematician who pioneered many studies and theories in fluid mechanics. Bernoulli's principle states that where velocity is greatest, pressure is least. This is illustrated by the fact that pressure reductions occur at area of high velocity in piping systems. Bernoulli's principle can be derived from the principle of conservation of energy. This states that in a steady flow, the sum of all forms of energy in a fluid along a pipeline is the same at all points on that pipeline. This requires that the sum of kinetic energy, potential energy, and internal energy remains constant. thus an increase in the speed or velocity of the fluid, implying an increase in the kinetic energy, occurs with a simultaneous decrease in the sum of the potential energy and internal energy or pressure. Pressure drop. The loss of pressure or pressure drop due to friction as the fluid flows through a piping system may be measured with a gauge or manometer. Pressure drop is often expressed in units of PSI, inches of mercury, inches of water column, or kPa. The drop in pressure due to friction is also called the friction head. Some of the factors governing the pressure drop due to friction are viscosity of fluid, length of pipe, velocity of flow, size and type of pipe, number and type of fittings and valves, number and degree of bends. This pressure drop is observed in the following figure that examines pressure drop due to length of pipe. When fluids at rest are in a closed tube, pressure is distributed equally throughout the tube. When the valve is open and the fluid is allowed to flow, the pressure in the tube will be different at different points along the tube. This pressure loss would also be affected by material choice. Copper pipe would have greater pressure loss than PVC, for example, and smaller pipe experiences more pressure drop than larger pipe. An example of pressure drop due to fittings and valves is found in system design parameters of a natural gas system, Figure 4. In a 1-inch piping system, a 90-degree elbow has the equivalent pressure drop of 0.80 meters of straight SCED 40 steel pipe. Compare this to a 1-inch globe valve that has the equivalent pressure drop of 8.87 meters of straight Schedule 40 steel pipe.